New heading. Scripting others. Most people are a function of the social mirror, scripted by the opinions, the perceptions, the paradigms of the people around them. As interdependent people, you and I come from a paradigm which includes the realization that we are part of that social mirror. We can choose to reflect back to others a clear, undistorted vision of themselves. We can affirm their proactive nature and treat them as responsible people. We can help script them as principle-centered, value-based, independent, worthwhile individuals. And with the abundance mentality, we realize that giving a positive reflection to others in no way diminishes us. It increases us because it increases the opportunities for effective interaction with other proactive people. At some time in your life, you probably had someone believe in you when you didn't believe in yourself. They scripted you. Did that make a difference in your life? What if you were a positive scripter, an affirmer of other people? When they're being directed by the social mirror to take the lower path, you inspire them toward a higher path because you believe in them. You listen to them and empathize with them. You don't absolve them of responsibility, you encourage them to be proactive. Perhaps you are familiar with the musical, Man of La Mancha. It's a beautiful story about a medieval knight who meets a woman of the street, a prostitute. She's being validated in her lifestyle by all of the people in her life. But this poet knight sees something else in her, something beautiful and lovely. He also sees her virtue, and he affirms it. Over and over again, he gives her a new name, Dulcinea, a new name associated with a new paradigm. At first, she utterly denies it. Her old scripts are overpowering. She writes him off as some kind of wild-eyed fantasizer. But he is persistent. He makes continual deposits of unconditional love, and gradually it penetrates her scripting. It goes down into her true nature, her potential. And she starts to respond. Little by little, she begins to change her lifestyle. She believes it, and she acts from her new paradigm, to the initial dismay of everyone else in her life. Later, when she begins to revert to her old paradigm, he calls her to his deathbed and sings that beautiful song, The Impossible Dream. Looks her in the eyes and whispers, "Never forget, you're Dulcinea." One of the classic stories in the field of self-fulfilling prophecies is of a computer in England that was accidentally programmed incorrectly. In academic terms, it labeled a class of bright kids, dumb kids, and a class of supposedly dumb kids, bright. And that computer report was the primary criterion that created the teachers' paradigms about their students at the beginning of the year. When the administration finally discovered the mistake 5.5 months later, they decided to test the kids again without telling anyone what had happened. And the results were amazing. The bright kids had gone down significantly in IQ test points. They had been seen and treated as mentally limited, uncooperative, and difficult to teach. The teachers' paradigms had become a self-fulfilling prophecy. But scores in the supposedly dumb group had gone up. The teachers had treated them as though they were bright, and their energy, their hope, their optimism, their excitement had reflected high individual expectations and worth for those kids. The teachers were asked what it was like during the first few weeks of the term. They replied, "For some reason, our methods weren't working, so we had to change our methods." The information showed that the kids were bright. If things weren't working well, they figured it had to be in the teaching methods. So they worked on methods. They were proactive. They worked in their circle of influence. Apparent learner disability was nothing more or less than teacher inflexibility. What do we reflect to others about themselves? How much does that reflection influence their lives? We have so much we can invest in the emotional bank accounts of other people. The more we can see people in terms of their unseen potential, the more we can use our imagination rather than our memory, with our spouse, our children, our co-workers, or employees. We can refuse to label them. We can see them in new, fresh ways each time we're with them. We can help them become independent, fulfilled people, capable of deeply satisfying, enriching, and productive relationships with others. Goethe taught, "Treat a man as he is, and he will remain as he is. Treat a man as he can and should be, and he will become as he can and should be."